So you just heard from one of the brigade commanders of the 101st Airborne, that's the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne, and he says that after a night of airstrikes by the U.S. Air Force and aided by 101st Apaches and Kiowa Warrior helicopters, the 1st Brigade have pushed into Najaf and are trying right now to secure the town. The commander, name is Colonel Ben Hodges, says that local people have been spotting Iraqi troops and police leaving the city all day long, and they were able to help some of the American soldiers come in and try to secure the town as best as they could. I'm not quite sure if the entire town is being occupied by U.S. soldiers at the moment. That is still unclear, but a good portion of the city is now trying to gain control and to secure and make sure that there are no paramilitary elements still left in the town. Of course, the overnight strikes did target the Ba'ath Party members and the members of the Fedayeen. These are Saddam Hussein's paramilitary members who have been harassing U.S. troops in this area for quite some time, and apparently a lot of that harassment has stopped. The Americans, with the help of the locals, have also found a large cache of arms. In one spot, they report that they found two 120-millimeter mortars and about 2,000 rounds. That's quite a haul. U.S. soldiers say also the locals have pointed out that part of the city is mined, but there is still danger there. After days of resistance, as I spoke about this time, the U.S. soldiers are saying that the reception from the local people have been very, very different. People are bringing out their children, and the people are waving and smiling at the soldiers, so perhaps things are getting a little bit better. They don't feel the threat from the Fedayeen and from the Ba'ath Party officials there as much. The city of Najaf is holy to the Shiite Muslims. There is a golden mosque in the city that can be seen from several kilometers away, and the Shiites believe that the mosque is where the Prophet Muhammad's son-in-law Ali is buried. So that was a very, very sensitive area. Colonel Hodges says the U.S. airstrikes were very, very careful not to damage the mosque, and we are told that there is no damage to the structure.
Alicia, you've been following this very closely. What would you say is the strategic significance of having the coalition forces apparently now take control of all or much of the town of Najaf?
Najaf is one of the largest cities here in central Iraq. It's south of Baghdad. It is in direct line with most likely avenue of attack into Baghdad. And so it almost acts as the rear of the force that will be at some point making the assault into Baghdad. So it's very important that they have that area secure, that there's not going to be any more disruptions to their line of communication, that everything will go and smoothly and not have this kind of harassment by the Fedayeen paramilitary irregulars that have been coming out and causing quite a bit of disruption and slowing down the advance. So in terms of the coalition allied offensive, it's quite important to have these towns secure and to make sure that there are going to be no direct threat coming from those.